SALM, 880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Like the man said, this is Jim Freed. Welcome to the final Freed on Business of this year. We're going to have a great show. We've got our family in studio today. They're having a great time. Shayna, say hi.
Hi.
There you go. Simon, say hi.
Hi.
Simon's doing the filming today, and Juan, as always, is running the board.
Always.
All right. Thank you, Juan. Today, the economy is pretty much holding steady as we're in the holiday week. And what we've done today is we're going to put together a best future show that we could possibly have. We're going to have the folks at UHealth have dialed up three of their best segments. We're going to have Dr. Goldschmidt, we're going to have Dr. Komatar, and we're going to have a third doctor, Dr. Hare. Dr. Hare, there we go. Dr. Hare. Good thing you said it, Juan, because you sure don't have any.
That's right.
All right.
I choose to, though.
I know that. Actually, I think Uncle Sam showed you the way there.
That's right.
All right. Now, today, I want to just say that 2012 was a year of growth and finding the voice of Freed on Business. 2013 will be the year that we grow the show even more. The fiscal cliff is already figured out into the economy, so don't really worry about the fiscal cliff. Everybody's already determined that it's not going to necessarily get taken care of by this year, even though they're scheduling all kinds of last-minute meetings. Odds are they're not going to finish it. The U.S. is still the best place in the country to have your business. The U.S. is still the best place in the world to live, and you've got to just get our political stalemate over. We want to make sure that the stalemate ends. So let's make some predictions. I predict that the recovery will take full hold, not next year, but the year after. We'll still be on a shallow upward slope next year, but there's still a little bit too much systematic instability in the economy. I think that is going to get squeezed out as we go through the year this year, and I think that you'll see this time next year, people will be positioned to take full advantage in 2014. Now, real estate is expanding. Residential, pretty much on fire. The Case-Shiller Index came up and said home prices are rising all across the country, up over 8% in Miami-Dade County. But commercial real estate is still rather spotty. Retail is strong in certain locations. Office is not so strong. Industrial, not so strong. Apartments, hot everywhere. Single-family residential, picking up steam. So I think that real estate is going to continue next year and do real well. Now, Simon's working the camera to make sure that I've got good pictures, so make sure you stay on and check us out on the YouTube station later on today. Technology will continue to be a big key impact in our market. The youth, the people that are in the studio with me today, is the key to our future, so that makes education key. Love the young. Protect them. Teach them. They are our future. They're the people that are going to take care of you. If you're a boss, show compassion. Don't keep harping on how people are lucky to have a job. Let them know how important they are to your firm. If you're an employee, show how much the work means to you with loyalty and hard work. In 2013, we're going to move together, forward together. We're all going to look into the grand future today with some of the thought leaders that UHealth provides us every month, every week, actually. So I want to thank UHealth for all the things they do for our community. Sit back. If you're in traffic, enjoy. Let the goofball that just cut you off go. Ease up. It's the holidays. It's the new year. Happy New Year back in 2013. Rock on. Take me out, Juan. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They've got exceptional cars. I own two of them, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which I use pretty regularly. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. In fact, I called them thanks to the small spaces in my parking lot. They got rid of a whole bunch of dents for me. Now, they always have the best price, They always have the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000 paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. I don't know how we're going to follow up with that. I know we're going to follow up with one of South Florida's icons, the person that cares more about our population's health than just about anybody else I know, Dr. Pascal Goldschmidt. He is the dean of the U Health of the University of Miami Medical School. He is the dean of the University of Miami Leonard M. Miller School of Medicine. He's also the CEO of the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health on our show. It includes three hospitals, over 1,200 physicians, and 8,000 staff. Today, we're going to discuss the impact of healthcare reform and the evolution of healthcare options here in South Florida. Dr. Goldschmidt, are you out there?
I am here, Jim. Great to talk to you.
Oh, always great to talk to you. And before we get started, I want to thank you for supporting the show and having all of your doctors come here talking about stem cell research, cancer, diabetes, hearing loss, eating disorder, vision, personal training, wellness, community access to healthcare. It's just been amazing, the people that you have over at the U Health System. All of them are so sharp. I got to hand it to you, Doc.
Thank you, Jim. Very kind of you to recognize the talent of our faculty and doctors. It's a pleasure to be the dean of this wonderful medical school.
Well, we've got 2013 coming up. We've got a little bit of settlement on the election front, helping us understand what we're going to do with the Health Care Act. What do we have coming up in 2013 that's really exciting over at U Health?
Well, Jim, as you indicated, you know, I think that with the re-election of President Obama, the Accountable Care Act will be implemented, and there will be many changes in healthcare in the country. It comes at a time of a great excitement for you know, doctors, because, as you know, new technologies are becoming available. There's more and more that we can do to shelter our fellow humans from developing chronic illnesses. And importantly, if they develop an illness, more and more treatments are becoming available every day to help them. I don't know if you have heard of interventional oncology, for example. That's a brand new field that is developing extremely rapidly right now.
Now, that's the guys that developed the silver bullet from your own cancer cells. We had them on the show. They were awesome people.
I tell you, and it's very interesting. You know, it reminds me of interventional cardiology a few years ago, where we really learned to intervene in an extraordinarily precise way on tumors that sometimes otherwise could not be treated, and the opportunity is to use all the conduits like blood vessels or you know, tubings like the bile duct to access tumors wherever they are and destroy them with very effective treatments that don't damage the rest of the human body. So this is an extraordinary development. And Dr. Raj Narayanan at the Mayo School and at the Sylvester Cancer Center is really a champion of these new technologies. It's so exciting.
Well, I can only tell you that I've been the beneficiary for many years of the folks at the rehab school. I was I visited Dr. Andrew Sherman today over at the Spine Center over at the and he just takes care of me. And I can tell you this, is that I've always been afraid of getting my back worked on and having surgery. And he comes up with the most innovative, non-invasive, non-surgical procedures. I have not been cut, and I've had back problems for 10 years, and he has helped me through all of them without any surgery. I've got to hand it to the doctors at UHealth.
So, Jim, you're so right. You know, we have an interesting relationship with our back, right? I mean, we don't always treat it right. We often, you know, lift things that are too heavy for us, and we do a lot of running or bicycling, or all kind of exertion, and eventually, you know, our back is telling us too much. So we start to need to take care of it, and there are multiple ways to do that. And Dr. Sherman certainly is a champion at developing non-invasive technologies to treat back pain. At times, though, you know, it needs to be treated. I can tell you that we have techniques of surgery, from minimally invasive back surgery to the most advanced reconstruction of the vertebra, the bones of the back. And one of the techniques that I find very interesting is the one where we can actually, when particularly elderly folks with osteoporosis, that is a lack of bone tissue, develop fractures where there's a compression of the vertebra. And there's a new technology where you just enter the body of the vertebra with two needles coming from the back. And you inject a paste that is a bone tissue paste that solidifies once it's injected in the body of the vertebra, and it's like fixing a flat tire, Jim. And I tell you, I saw one time a 99-year-old woman who couldn't move getting into the hospital, leaving, smiling, sitting in a wheelchair, ready for action, as we had a few hours earlier reinflated the body of her vertebra, and the pain disappeared entirely, and she was ready to go.
Well, you see, this is what I'm talking about, Dr. Goldschmidt, is the fact that you're not only creating a world-class facility like when I go to see the audiologist in the new medical building. You're not only bringing world-class people to Miami, where the audiologist I see at UHealth is from Johns Hopkins and five other great schools that I only wish I could get into, and you're making it accessible to the community because, and I got to tell you, that's the most important, is that it doesn't matter who you are. In South Florida, you have access to the premier healthcare system, and it's because of you and your team's efforts, and I got to thank you for bringing that to our community.
Yeah, and, you know, sorry, a little bit of echo there.
No problem.
I'll tell you that also we have a new expert in the field of eye tumors. You know, Bill Harbor, Dr. Bill Harbor, is a new champion at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, as you know, the number one eye institute in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. And Dr. Harbor is specialized in these in the treatment of these very challenging tumors that are located in our eyes. Now, it's not very frequent, luckily, that we develop tumors in our eyes, but you can have several different types of tumors, and in particular, melanoma.
Now, that's like skin cancer, right?
In your eye, that you can imagine, that's a serious, serious problem.
Sure.
And new treatments that are directly applied to the eye very often now allow to save the eye, and Dr. Harbor is an extraordinary expert in this area, and we were so lucky. He's in the news all the time for breakthroughs that he has accomplished recently in the New York Times. There was an article, and I tell you, this doctor is amazing. I mean, and it's just one example of the experts that we bring here. We have in the area of cancer in general, a new director for Cancer Center, the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, Dr. Stephen Nimer.
Oh, sure. I read all about him in the paper.
His expertise is this very challenging disease that we call leukemia and other, you know, challenges of the bone marrow, which is the tissue that produces the cells of the blood. And having somebody like this in South Florida is a game changer for the patients who are affected with these illnesses.
Well, we need to get – I now know the next two guests that I'm going to have the folks in your team bring into our show, and I definitely have to get them on, and I've got to go to the next segment. But, Dr. Goldschmidt, I need to have you on again.
You don't want to miss this individual, Deepan Parekh.
Well, we're gonna do this. We're gonna coordinate with you and Maggie. We're gonna get them on, and we're gonna get you back too, because this is not enough time. We've got to do a half a show with you.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll talk to you very soon, Jim.
You're the best. I'm gonna have Vivian work with your team to set this up. But Dr. Goldschmidt, thanks again to you and all your doctors at UHealth for bringing community-wide health here to South Florida.
The pleasure, Jim.
Okay.
Soon.
Oh,
bye-bye.
You're the best. We'll be back after this short break.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com. Or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
Well, you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. You know my friends at Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They all know this, and that's why they always give their customer more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we would like to welcome the University of Miami Health System, the UHealth, as a sponsor to the show, and they have provided us with one of their rising stars for an interview today. We've got Rick Komotar. Did I get it right the third time?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God, I'm doing great. Dr. Komotar is a renowned neuro-oncologist and a leader in the neuro-oncology clinical trials. UHealth and Dr. Komotar have been designated as only one of 10 locations in the entire United States that offers a vaccine trial for brain cancer. It's the only one in Florida. The vaccine is created from the patient's own tumor after it's been removed from the brain. And now we're going to talk with one of my compatriots, a guy who's from the same area up in the Northeast where I come from, Dr. Rick Komotar. Rick, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. You're Larry Laidback today. Now, I'm sure that the conversation that we're going to do is going to have a wide-ranging reach, but let's start with you telling us what this new vaccine trial for brain tumors is all about at the University of Miami Health Center that we know as UHealth.
So I think you mentioned a lot of the major points. Essentially, when you're dealing with brain cancer, the current therapies do not work very well. And so what this is a novel therapy. It's something which has only come out in the last few years. And it is a vaccine such that you get the patient's own body to fight the cancer rather than conventional chemotherapy and radiation.
Well, I thank goodness don't have cancer and haven't. I know that my personal perspective on brain cancer is that it's a death sentence in a lot of cases, or certainly something that really impacts quality of life negatively. So your improvements really must be cutting edge and very, very, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is really represents the future of cancer therapy, not just for brain cancer, but for many forms of cancer. I think a lot of the reading, a lot of the leading research is focused upon mounting an immune response of the patient to have their own immune system fight cancer just like you would the flu or an upper respiratory infection rather than just conventional therapies, which can have a lot of side effects.
Yeah, this sounds like the naturally smart thing to do versus the other stuff, which is sort of like a scorched earth approach.
It sounds smart, but it's very difficult to do. You really need to get your body to recognize the cancer as foreign and attack it. And that, again, it sounds easy, but it's, easier said than done.
Well, I'll bet it starts with how you create the vaccine.
Yeah, so what we do is when we take out the tumor, that tissue is preserved, and a particular antigen, which is a protein from the tumor, is purified down, and it's concentrated, and then it's given back to the patient as a simple flu shot, just in the arm, probably about 6 to 8 weeks later after surgery. And the goal of that high concentrated protein is to essentially alert the body that this protein is foreign, and then any cells that exhibit that protein then are recognized as foreign. So hopefully the body will then attack the cancer.
So what does this offer that a traditional treatment wouldn't offer?
Patient-specific targeted therapy. So as an example, now everyone who has this form of brain cancer, everyone undergoes the same radiation and the same chemotherapy. Very few respond, most don't, and we don't really know why.
And that's really tiring and painful and uncomfortable. It ruins their quality of life.
I mean, mainly it's the fact that they don't work, and so there's a very poor prognosis. And so, again, the goal of cancer therapy is to have patient-specific therapy. So if patient X has cancer, he shouldn't be treated the same as patient Y. It really depends on specific mutations and what type of cancer they have. So this is a form of, again, targeted therapy that really addresses that particular patient's cancer.
Now, who's a good candidate for this type of therapy? Everybody?
Well, no. So there's a bunch of criteria for this. Since it's a clinical trial, the surgery has to be done at UHealth such that we can do the surgery and procure the tumor and save the tumor tissue. Patients must not have had radiation or chemotherapy yet. So, again, it's very important to alert the public such that people recognize this early. Ever since we started the trial, many patients have contacted me after chemo and radiation, after surgery, and then they're no longer eligible. So hopefully we can raise awareness and make people understand that they need to come to us first.
Now, is this trial available everywhere? I think that I think it's like one in every, this is just one in 10 trials, right?
There are 10 centers across the country using this particular vaccine trial, yes.
Okay, and what is having the vaccine available at the University of Miami Health Center, the UHealth facility, what does it mean for the Florida community?
I think it means that you don't have to travel very far to get the leading treatments when it comes to this type of cancer. I think a lot of people, when it comes to such a rare condition, such a frightening condition, they tend to leave Florida or go to other centers of excellence. But now that this is offered here, I think it gives patients hope and they don't have to leave the state.
Now, you had many different alternatives. You went to Johns Hopkins, you went to Oxford, you're a highly educated dude. What made you select the University of Miami Health System, UHealth, as a place for you to come practice your innovative treatments?
I think what was most attractive about UHealth was the potential for growth. I think it's already a top medical center. It's got a truly outstanding group of doctors and staff and nurses and technicians, but there's so much room for growth, and everyone's very supportive of growth, and I just feel like, sky's the limit when it comes to building something special here.
Now, I know that you also perform one of the scariest operations that I could possibly conceive of, which is the awake craniotomy. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
How do you do that?
I think the term is kind of misleading. Patients are awake such that they can be examined, but they are heavily sedated. They're comfortable. They don't feel any pain. And basically what it lets you do is it lets you operate on tumors that are in difficult areas of the brain such that you can do constant testing. So tumors that, if you don't have this technique, if you're not able to do the surgery awake, the surgery becomes a lot more dangerous because you can hurt the patient significantly.
It's like you're talking to him and you go, okay, now move your right hand so you can determine whether or not that's the right spot in the brain for the right hand, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so you would use it mainly if a tumor is located in language or motor regions, motor meaning part of the brain which controls movement. And essentially, you have the patient tell you when to stop, essentially, because you're doing constant exams as you're doing the surgery. And when the patient starts to develop a deficit, that's your limit for resection.
Now, a lot of the people that are going to listen to this, either live or off your website down the road, are going to be very uncomfortable about the prospect of getting involved with this type of a surgery, with this type of a cancer. What can you say that would make somebody feel a little bit more comfortable with getting involved with this type of procedure, especially at the University of Miami Health Center, UHealth?
I mean, the first thing that I tell patients is that we do a lot of these particular types of cases. We treat a high volume of patients, and that's really what's important when you're when you have this type of condition, when you're getting this type of treatment. You want to go to a place that sees a large number of patients, high volume of the complex cases. That's where the outcomes are best. And so that usually, you know, lets them feel more comfortable.
Now, how is your outcome factor? Are you being more and more successful as time goes on and you perfect your techniques here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the outcomes have been good from the beginning, but what becomes better is just the surgeries become faster, the team becomes more streamlined, just the whole process becomes a well-oiled machine. So the outcomes have always been good. That really hasn't changed. It's just it's a much smoother process from beginning to end.
Now, let's say that somebody's gone through the historic, I guess the word is protocols, mm-hmm. of cancer treatment for the brain, and they've had the final step and they've passed away. What is the percentage of outcomes of that type of person that comes to you that can participate in the trial, that comes to you, I'll say, clean, they haven't been operated on yet, they haven't been irradiated yet? If they can get into your trial, what's the difference between success rate in your trials versus the overall population of the people with this problem?
Mm-hmm. It's still early. This is a clinical trial, and so since it hasn't been going on for too long, there's no definitive results. However, the early results show that it does prolong survival. And so, again, when you're dealing with a condition which has such a poor prognosis, any little bit of hope is really important. And so the fact that this has prolonged survival gives patients another avenue for hope rather than just conventional therapy.
And how about quality of life? Because living a longer life but living it as a vegetable is not anything I think people want to have. How about the quality of life these people enjoy?
Yeah, so since you're injecting the patient's own proteins back into them, there are zero side effects from this vaccine.
Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous.
No, it's great. Absolutely.
So there really are no negative side effects?
No, I mean, the way that I tell patients about this trial is that it's all upside, no downside.
Wow, that's just great. Now, Rick, if people want to find out more about this or they want to reach your center or your department, how would they go about doing that?
Probably the easiest thing to do is call my office. That would be 305-689-2427.
Rick Komotar, Dr. Rick Komotar, brain surgeon, Dr. Rick Komotar. Now that you're totally purple and embarrassed, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, because while you may not realize it, what you're doing is helping so many people that you will meet, but they don't even realize what it takes to do what you do. From all of those people, I want to say thank you for choosing to practice your specialty here in Miami at the University of Miami Health Center, UHealth.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
It's my pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break.
And I also want to thank my friends at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They've got exceptional cars. I own two of them, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, which I use pretty regularly. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. In fact, I called them thanks to the small spaces in my parking lot. They got rid of a whole bunch of dents for me. Now, they always have the best price. They always have the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com. or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good evening. This update is brought to you by Garmin. A few trouble spots out of Miami-Dade, 395 in your westbound direction. An accident just before I-95. Two right lanes are closed. A breakdown on I-95 northbound just before Miami Gardens Drive, blocking your center lane. And on I-95 northbound at 62nd Street, an accident's blocking your right lane. Broward County still checking in accident-free. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
But right now what we're going to do is we're going to go to our University of Miami segment. And remember, the University of Miami Health System, that's somebody we call UHealth on our show. And today, UHealth's guest is Josh Hare, MD. Dr. Hare is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director in the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, the ISCI, at the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine. Dr. Hare is an expert in cardiovascular medicine, and he specializes in heart failure, myocardial infarction, which I only know that from watching ER on TV, how to say that one, inflammatory diseases of the heart, and heart transplantation. I hope I never need to visit you for that. He is one of the world's pioneers in stem cell therapy for heart attack and heart failure and currently sees patients from throughout the world for evaluation on his new experimental therapy, which the gentleman just sent us the email about. Dr. Hare is the founding director of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute, an institute devoted to the field of regenerative medicine. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, talk to us about stem cell therapy and the advances that are being made today. And I think that there may be a misnomer out there that stem cells only come from the things that the Republicans are against, and they're just stirring it up. So help us clear some things up.
Jim, that's absolutely correct. A stem cell is a cell that can divide and turn into a different kind of cell. So stem cells are everywhere, and I think that's the biggest discovery we've made in the science in the last 10 years, is that there's stem cells in our bone marrow and even in our fat tissue. More importantly, we have stem cells in our own organs, and the thing we're working on and most excited about at the Institute are cardiac stem cells that we make from our own hearts. Embryos are a very rich and powerful source of stem cells, but we are barely using embryonic stem cells in our research. Specifically, we're not using them to test any treatments. And that's really the issue that was controversial. So we're much more interested in adult stem cells right now.
Well, it sounds to me, and I'm just a layman, that if you're finding stem cells in organs, then maybe is that how they regenerate and repair themselves?
Absolutely. Now, the issue is we didn't believe in medicine that organs could regenerate themselves. In fact, we thought that we were different from lizards and fish. We couldn't regenerate ourselves. But in fact, we really can.
Okay, well, talk to us a little bit about the stem cell advances that are being made today.
So we worked for a number of years, and the email from Pete Harrison was about our use of bone marrow stem cells. So we've for years been taking bone marrow samples from patients or donors, by the way. This can also work from donors. And we amplify out of those bone marrow samples cells that are called mesenchymal stem cells. Again, a stem cell can divide and turn into another type of cell. So the bone marrow mesenchymal stem cells are stem cells. when we injected those stem cells into patients' hearts, we've started to see uncover evidence that they can actually cause injured hearts to repair. And so that's been a major advance in the field, and we hope to test this sufficiently for the Food and Drug Administration to approve this one day.
Well, then, as an expert in cardiovascular medicine, can you tell us about the use of stem cells in that area specifically?
Yeah, so the biggest problem, the biggest killer in the United States right now is heart attack. People have heart attacks, a part of their heart muscle dies, turns into a scar, and that's a permanent injury, or at least we've considered it a permanent injury up until now. But by taking the mesenchymal stem cells, we've shown that we can reduce the scar and heal the injury. Now, we've made another new discovery that's very exciting, which is that the heart also has cardiac stem cells, and we think that the cardiac stem cells are a much more powerful way to heal the injury from a heart attack.
Now, hold on right there. I have a friend of mine who, a number of years ago, this is the guy that prompted me to get the cardiac stress test, and I came out fine. I'm okay, everybody. But he had had a bad toothache one day, took some aspirin. Then when he went in to have a workup for other surgery, they found out that he had had a heart attack and that he had lost one-third of his heart. Is that something that can be repaired now?
That's exactly the target we're after with the stem cell therapy. So people lose a huge amount of their contracting heart muscle, and what happens is that the heart, which is like a compact football, blows up like a balloon. That's the problem that causes heart failure, a problem called sudden cardiac death where people just drop dead. And so, in fact, that's our target. That's what we're after. We're trying to make that better.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know if he'd qualify for your program because he has other issues, but we'll talk about that. This is one of my most beloved friends, and I want him in your program if we could ever work that out. Now, what does stem cell therapy mean in terms of the future and evolution of medicine as we know it? I mean, it sounds like you've got some incredible stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, we really think that this is transformative. Just the way that antibiotics were transformative about 100 years ago, this is a new approach to treating diseases that we consider to have unmet needs. We don't have things that can reduce the size of a heart attack or a stroke or restore a kidney back to normal or back to functioning. So we're thrilled at the prospect of using cells to treat diseases and to heal injuries that are presently not healable.
Well, you're talking about a wide spectrum of things. We've only talked about the heart. What are some of the other ongoing trials in the UHealth system? And remember, we call UHealth, but it's really the University of Miami Medical System and Health System. What are some of the ongoing things at the UHealth system for stem cell therapy in various areas of medicine?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I'm glad you asked that. We believe that the same stem cells that can reduce a heart attack can also reduce a stroke. So I'm working with a colleague named Dilip Yavagal, who runs the stroke treatment center at UHealth. And we're testing whether or not the same cells in the heart can also reduce the size of a stroke. We're very excited about that. We're using stem cell therapies to heal wounds in the skin that are presently not healing.
A cell, right?
A cell.
Is that something you're using? Have you ever heard? My wife had some type of A cell stuff. She had a wound that wasn't healing.
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different from cell-based therapy per se. So cell-based therapy uses cells, and we... So basically, we're...
Sorry, I didn't mean to get you off. Okay. I just thought I scored again and knew something that a layman wouldn't know. I would always try to be smarter than I am. Sorry.
You know, what you're going to hear about, and this, I'm sure this is going to come up on your show again, everybody is excited about this. And from a marketing perspective, everybody's trying to come up with a cell-based therapy now. But I think people need to be careful and go to reputable programs like UHealth that are really doing reputable science and using the cells that we think are the best cells to heal an injury or a disease.
Yes, actually, my wife got the cell-based surgery at UHealth, and it was not available to her at the hospital she had gone to prior to. So it's very interesting. Now, how would somebody know if they qualify for stem cell therapy? I hope you're listening out there, buddy.
I think that people can reach out to us on our website or call us or email us. There's going to be a huge amount of information going forward available, and getting information, as you point out, is one of the most crucial things. So if you think you've got a disease that could be treated by stem cells, just get on the web and try to find information. But contact reputable programs like the Stem Cell Institute at the University of Miami. We are, by the way, one of the largest translational programs in the United States.
Now, translational programs, now that was a that's a kind of fancy way of saying you can take it from the research lab and apply the direct new technology.
Absolutely. We call it bench to bedside research, or research that takes a concept into the clinic. But that's absolutely correct, because it's so important with medical discoveries to translate them. We have a whole program around educating the next generation of science in translational research, and there's been a big gap in that previous. But we've really focused at the Stem Cell Institute on translation, because it's so important for people. We want to make it as rapid as possible.
Now, we're here with Josh Hare, MD. Josh is the Lewis Lemberg Professor and Director of Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. Josh, how does somebody get a hold of you specifically if they wanted to talk about cardiac stem cell treatment?
I think the best thing is to send me an email at jhare@med.miami.edu. I'll pass along that email to the appropriate person, and somebody will be back in touch with you. Or find us on the web by just Googling stem cell at the University of Miami.
Now, what can we expect to see from UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, the ISCI, the Institute of the Interdisciplinary Stem Cell Institute at UHealth, and the Miller School of Medicine in the coming years? There's got to be some really, really cool stuff on the horizon.
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. And we are gearing up to take these ideas into every organ system. We're so excited about this. I'm working with 15 departments at the Miller School at UHealth, trying to engage every disease area to get involved in regenerative medicine. Specifically, we're very focused on a program for vision. I'm working with Jeff Goldberg from Bascom-Palmer to try to come up with stem cells that can heal vision loss, hearing, bone disease, skin disease, lung disease, kidney disease, brain disease. You name it, we're going to apply our ideas about regenerative medicine and cell-based therapy to just about every problem that you can imagine, specifically the problems that are presently have unmet need, that are presently not well treated by other conventional means.
Well, I saw that they got multiple sclerosis sort of under control. I'm hoping that you can get some of these other real mean, nasty things under control. What do you think the next thing is up on the horizon? What's the next thing that we'll be able to put a pencil through the line and line through it and think we've got it done?
I think that stroke is going to be has a huge unmet need, and one in which we've already started to see results in the laboratory. If we can fix the brain after a stroke or reduce the size of a stroke, that's just going to be huge. That's going to lead us into other diseases of the brain, other very serious problems like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, things that are really devastating to people right now and are diseases of loss of cells. So that's why cell-based therapy ought to work. We replace or regenerate missing tissues.
Yeah, I saw a special about the genetic marking for the specific diseases you were talking about, since that they were so easily found to be easy to identify on the chromosome because of the missing thing. And now I guess they were talking about coming at it from the cellular level. I guess you're coming at the DNA level. You're coming at it from the cellular level.
Right. And think about coupling those two ideas together. If you can predict ahead of time who's going to get a disease or how a person's going to do, then you can prepare stem cells for them in advance. This is actually another big project that we have, particularly with heart disease. We've developed genetic markers that can help tell us whether a patient's going to be alive or dead in 5 years, we can target the stem cell therapy to the patient who's going to do the worst.
How come the world doesn't know about this?
Then more people need to come on your show.
I'm telling you, this is amazing stuff. We got to make sure this gets everywhere. Johnny, you better be tweeting your fingers off about this. Doctor, one more time, if people want to find out about you, get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Email is best, jhair@med.miami.edu, or on the web, just Google us at Stem Cell Institute, University of Miami, and we will come right up.
Josh Hare, MD, thank you for coming on the show and bringing us a glimpse of the future. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll be right back after this short break.
What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb. It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
This is Jim Fried. I hope you enjoyed our Best Of segment with the UHealth doctors and all the information on health and wellness that they provided so you can start off the new year in top form. We've had a great year with you this year, and I hope that you'll join us again next year in 2013. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the Miami Dolphins, Best Roofing, Social Media 305, Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, of course, UHealth, and I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, this wouldn't be possible. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. Go to our YouTube channel. We get lots of hits there. The website gets thousands of hits each week. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next year, next Thursday at 5 p.m. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy New Year. The mask of old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to
to get my money back. Did everybody say Jack? Don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's a song, a different kind of story, when the big Jim hit the floor.